Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Well, big shout out to our listener who emailed us this morning to say that she just discovered this podcast. Her name is Ashley. And she wanted to say that she has a problem with us, a bone to pick with us, because the Rant and Rudy jingle stuck in her head now.
I get it.
Oh, man, it's so good, isn't
it? Tiny little feet, super tiny feet, itty bitty feet, little shoes and feet, tiny, tiny feet, tweeny weeny feet, 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 little feet,
little feet. It's the best.
Oh, it's so good. Well, you can see Rant and Rudy in person.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday, Valentine's Day. How fun is this going to be at Keg and Case? It's our very first Crisco, Dez, and Ryan After Hours live podcast. We've never podcasted in front of people before. Are we going to have performance anxiety?
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, this is nerve-wracking.
Oh,
I'm nervous just thinking about it.
Well, you should be. It's this Friday from 11 a.m. until noon at Keg and Case, West 7th Market in St. Paul. I haven't been there. Dez says it's amazing.
It really is super cool. There are so many different places to see and eat and shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you'll love it. Keg and Case is going to be spreading the love with different prizes, free samples, special discounts, all while we're there from 11 till noon. And I got to get my hands on this, a $15 lover lip kit.
Ooh.
I know. And free honey samples from the worker bee, a free doggy massage oil with the purchase of any doggy spa item at Barclays Bistro and more.
Rudy, this is perfect for you. You can get Paul some massage oil so you can work those kinks out.
Oh, he needs it. Definitely. You have all that heavy lifting he's doing all day.
Right? Uh-huh. Well, it's our live KS95 After Hours podcast this Friday, Keg and Case, West 7th Market. We're going to be in the Schmidt Brewing Complex. I'm betting you've been there.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Many a time.
It's a brewery in Minnesota. I've been there. Yep. A lot of fun and freebies. And bring your skates for their free skate and date event from 4 till 8. They have a bunch of stuff set up for that, too.
Oh, my gosh. A portrait artist, photo booth, hot cocoa bar, and more. Mm. And, yeah, just got to check out all their merchants. It just sounds so fun. I'm so excited to be there.
All right, kegandcase.com. Join us this Friday, 11 till noon. And who knows what will happen. We'll have to wait and see. But speaking of Valentine's Day, I think this is what you've been waiting for, Dez. This is your dream.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to love this. Okay. There's a way for you to have a Valentine's Day on the cheap, because we know Dez is... You know, she is the Grinch.
Yes.
No. She is the Scrooge of love.
Oh, I am not. I love love. I just don't like to spend a lot of money on stupid stuff.
She doesn't want to pay for it. And so here's what you do now. Rudy, you might like this.
Okay.
On Valentine's Day, do nothing. Do absolutely nothing.
Way ahead of you there.
Instead, you go out on February 15th. You buy all of the gifts on the 15th.
Good idea.
You buy the candies, the treats, the flowers, everything, the card on the 15th, and then go out, because restaurants don't, you know, screw you over as much as they do on Valentine's Day. There's a big movement now by people to save money and go out on the 15th instead.
I love it. And that's a Saturday night this year, so it's perfect.
Yeah, that's true. It is Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on board with every single thing you just said.
I love it, too. I'm in.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not in because I don't have anybody.
No, yeah. There's no. We didn't need you to chime in on that. You don't have... A reason to go out on Valentine's Day.
He has a date with Babe at home with meatloaf.
Yeah, that's on the big day, though. That's on Valentine's Day, because that's the same price no matter what.
Well, she's
they don't
the
charge
night.
More for that.
Any of the 14ths you could go out and not celebrate.
Any of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Boy, that's, is that a new low? If you're like, hey, babe, screw the 14th. Let's put a little finger up to America and go out on the 15th instead, huh? I think my husband would be down with that. He's all about saving money, too.
Yeah, and it's, again, people say it's just a day. I think as long as you do something, I mean, we're just going to be at home making dinner together with our kids on Friday.
It's not all they're making.
That's right.
Making sweet love.
Well.
Passionate love.
Ooh.
I don't know, man.
Oh, no. Is the equipment back to business? Back to being good? Oh. Desirelli. Desirelli. You've already taken it out for a test drive? Already?
You're
how long has it been?
It's been over a week, and they said 7-ish days. It's ready to rock. And it was over.
And it's rocking.
It was 7, 8, 9, 10. It's been plenty of days.
Now, did you just help, or were you a part of the whole? Oh, God. Oh, my God. You know what? I hope you get pregnant.
Yeah.
You're the only person to literally sit there and go, So you don't want to go for the first like 20 times. And Des is like, not me.
Okay, I didn't say we did anything to get me pregnant.
Yeah.
There are ways to not do that.
Yeah, dummy.
I know you haven't done it in a while.
Did I not just ask the question? I feel like I just asked the question and you went. Oh my God. Why are you laughing like you're a 20-year-old?
I'm embarrassed.
Because she's been doing it. You brought it up, though.
He just got home yesterday.
Wow.
Jeez.
You don't wait, not even a hot minute.
You know what? This was not my idea.
No wonder
he takes the red eye home. Every trip, he's like, I've got to get out here tonight. Sneaking a quick hump.
Oh, man, is he lucky he only married up in age.
Yeah.
But down in age of sex drive, apparently you are raring to go.
I just was curious what it was all about. And she's good. Fine. Things are right. I was like, you hear horror stories. It won't work afterwards.
Yeah. Starts pointing to the right. It's all crooked and stuff.
Can you imagine how sad
this
podcast is?
Got a wandering eye.
Hey, I'm over here.
What, a femur sticking out of that thing? My goodness.
Such a somber podcast when she comes in. She's like, we're going to get divorced. Tebow's been deboned. Dang it.
Just kidding. It's all good to go.
It's all good to go. Regular home sessions at the old Des house.
Well, I want to think about how many ladies this guy has been getting busy with.
Am I right?
Whoa. What, you think a big goose egg? Yep. Ladies, there's a man in Wisconsin that just built himself a house, a whole house, just for his collection of Indiana Jones memorabilia.
That sounds like a rich dude.
It sounds like a single dude to me.
That's why he's got money. He's got nobody to go on dates with.
There's been a lot of dumpster diving. A lot of these are rescue pieces. I did a lot of growing up in front of the movie screen with Harrison Ford, not just Indiana Jones, but all of his characters that he's portrayed. And for some reason, it seems like I walked away with every movie of his with some kind of lifestyle or some kind of philosophy about how I wanted to live my life.
No matter where I go, what I do, this is always going to be part of me. I don't have a choice.
Whew. Okay, yeah, buddy.
Yeah. The end part was probably a little heavy.
How many holy grails have you chased down in your days? Probably not a lot, I'm guessing.
He's living the lifestyle.
How many emergency rafts have you pushed out of a plane only to go, you know, skidding down the side of a mountain like Indiana Jones? Probably zero.
But Rudy, isn't this probably where it all came from for you? Your fear of quicksand and that you would be encountering it so often in life?
That was Bugs Bunny.
Oh, I thought Indiana Jones, because you see, you know, Indy dealing with a lot of quicksand.
Yeah. I did have a small fear of little Asian boys telling me, no time for love, Dr. Jones, but other than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Des has never seen the movie.
I have, but I don't remember it.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Well, we were talking about that this morning, the things that movies have ruined for us. You'll just never, ever be the same. Like this person texted in, movies have ruined for me that all cops are hot. They're not.
Yeah, also
remember
back in the day how they made cops out to be bumbling buffoons?
That all they eat is donuts and drink coffee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not so much. Super smart. Kind of hard to outrun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And sidebar, don't offer them a donut. Typically, they're going to get really offended and mad at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I grew up thinking there'd be so many food fights. Where are all the food fights?
Yeah.
Food fight!
Yeah, I've never been involved with one of those.
Movies ruined that for me. I was a big Harry Potter fan growing up. I'm still waiting for my Hogwarts letter. I'm 28.
Do you just go to like a train station and constantly just kind of check the wall? Like, is this it?
Mm-hmm.
Do I go in here?
I don't let my daughter have used dolls. I can't risk Annabelle being in my house.
I get that.
No. Get out my house.
Yeah, you are Annabelle. Not welcome here, little devil.
Okay. I don't like garbage disposals thanks to Final Destination. I do think every time I have to reach in there for something, I always think, oh God, is it just going to automatically turn on? Is there something? Do I have a cap that could just show up out of nowhere and flip the switch and then there goes my hand?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, every single time.
I know.
Oh. Yeah. Or it's the fork. You think a rogue fork slipped into it? Like it fell down into the garbage disposal. Mm-hmm. You're like, check it out, make sure it's good because I don't want that to fling up into my eye.
Oh, I never thought of that.
I thought I'd be encountering more flying anvils, falling from the sky. Never had one once.
Never.
No, not once. Never has a coyote fallen off a cliff onto me either.
Holding a sign that says, help.
Son of a gun.
I thought I would have way more opportunities to find my high school sweetheart through karaoke. Thanks, High School Musical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
Another one cartoons did. That damn Roadrunner made you think that you could paint something on the side of a rock and just get out in a really hasty way.
Like, yeah. Oh, look at, there's that,
you
that
thought
trail.
That?
Never once the times I painted the side of a wall was I successful in running into it and going somewhere.
You just thought you could go through it, huh?
Boy, I wish I had some paint right now.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
I would anywhere. Paint him right out of this picture.
Oh, I would.
Do it forever.
Oh, I will.
Good.
You too.
Thanks to Matilda, I spent a lot of my childhood trying to learn how to move objects with my mind. I'm 32 and still can't move a pencil.
I'm just gonna... Dang it, it didn't work.
Damn Mary Poppins. Why can't I fly with a black umbrella?
God, that would make travel real scary.
That's so funny because I told you this. I was a big fan of Inspector Gadget. Inspector Gadget. Yeah, I thought I could fly off the roof of our house, my cousin's house. We're up there with garbage bags, and we're about to jump off like a parachute, thinking, they do it in the shows all the time. Yeah, it definitely doesn't support your way down.
What could go wrong?
No, it doesn't.
We got the big, 60-gallon-ish bags, the big ones. Took a running start.
I love it, man. Yeah. I love it, because we had a guy in high school that did that. Pat Ismel.
Oh, yeah?
Ninth grade, jumped off the garage and broke his leg.
The worst part was
quadriplegic now.
Yeah.
The worst part was Twyla saw it from the living room and went, they'll learn.
All right.
No, they'll learn.
No,
she wasn't there.
She ran out.
Stop!
She was like, I need that trash bag back. Don't you dare ruin a trash bag.
That, and she was thinking, oh, I'd have to take him to the hospital because that's what a parent does. Oh,
oh,
the worst.
Gross.
I'm not going to pay for that, you dumb. Get down.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't get hurt.
I know. I was going to have my cousin go first, though. I was smart enough to see if it would work on him.
Yeah,
no, you know, Jason, you should do it. Go ahead.
Here's the Ryan I know and love.
Yeah, right.
You know the other thing that never happened?
What?
The slow clap.
Yes!
Right?
Yeah. It would have been nice at one time in high school to get up in front of everybody in the auditorium and just have a coming of age moment. And then, yes. And then. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah!
See?
Yeah.
Never won. Not once.
And nobody's ever stood outside my bedroom window with a boombox above their head blasting a sweet song at me.
I'll come over today.
No.
I had that happen to me. But
did you really?
Yeah.
I love it.
God.
Of course Chad did. One of his many breakups with you.
Wasn't Chad.
Oh.
It was a different guy.
It was Taylor. He was trying to get in the house the other morning.
He's like, say anything. Come on.
Seriously, how is he not mad at you? You haven't told the podcast audience about this, so what happened?
Okay, so he did take that like really late overnight flight the other night to get home. So it was Sunday night. And he gets home at 1 a.m. I have been sleeping for a long time. And I set the alarm for our house and I had gave him a heads up. It's set. You're going to need to make sure you don't walk in and set all the alarms off.
Remember, he's like, 1, 3, 2, 6.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Easy peasy.
So he's like, yep, got it covered. Great. Sweet dreams. Can't wait to see you. And he's all sweet, like, can't wait to crawl in bed with you. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's so sweet. I drift off to sleep. I wake up to the sound of my doorbell going ding dong. And I'm like, oh, my God. I look at my phone because I'm like, what the heck? What time is it? I've missed so many calls from Taylor, and then I've missed a bunch of texts, and the last one that's on my screen says, I am locked out. You locked the door. I'm going to go get a hotel. And I'm like, oh, God. So his last ditch effort was to ring the doorbell, hopefully not wake up the kids, and get my attention.
Yeah.
Well, he got my attention. I ran downstairs. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. He was a man of few words.
Mm.
He didn't act super mad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was even mad, like, that I was awake. Like, this whole thing made me mad, and it was my fault. I was mad at myself.
Yeah.
And so I thought he was going to be really mad yesterday.
Oh, I'd be so, so pissed.
Really?
It'd be a couple days.
I didn't mean to.
I know, but it's just like, come on, think, use your head.
So many moments for me. That's what my mom always says.
Use your head,
Desiree.
All while you're sleeping soundly in bed. And
yeah, well, he got in. He didn't have to get a hotel room. And I go, were you really going to get a hotel room? He goes, no, I probably would have just tried to sleep in my truck.
Well, that's what you should do. Why would you waste the money on a hotel room? You're going to wake up in 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah, sleep in your truck. And come on, man up, Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor, it's all your fault.
Yeah,
wasn't
Taylor.
Me.
Dez's house has 3 million windows. I'm sure one of them's unlocked.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're all secure. Shut up, Crisco.
Sorry. God. Tess is like, no!
Well, he was scared he wouldn't be able to get through all my booby traps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still laying the blanket on the stairs.
Do you do them every night still?
He's gone.
I'm not as scared in Woodbury as I was in Gray Cloud. Because I was in the middle of nowhere.
Wow. There are no criminals in Woodbury. It's all white collar crimes.
I moved to Woodbury so I could feel safer because nothing happens in Woodbury.
I was scared of the ghosts. Remember, there were all these things that could get me in Gray Cloud.
Got it. That doesn't make sense. A ghost would float over your traps.
No. I had ghost traps. Sage.
Ghost traps with Sage. Oh, you are something else. Hey, I want to play this for you guys. I think this is pretty awesome. Even Sam Smith said this is out of the universe. Sam Smith had to comment on this because this is a guy singing Sam Smith's song, Too Good of Goodbyes, on a karaoke machine in a department store. Listen to how good he is. Oh my God, is that a great?
It sounds just like Sam Smith.
Wow. Yeah. If I had a son, I would definitely, instead of passing down some sort of skill or business, I would just pay thousands of dollars to get him a voice like that, because that guy could be lighting my car on fire, and I would still give him a pass.
Yeah.
I want to see you fry.
That is a voice.
Oh, it is a voice. And you said it's just this small little dude, huh?
He's just in the store. He's literally it looks like a Walmart, just singing to himself, and his friend is standing behind him so politely like, oh, you're going to do the whole song, aren't you?
He always does this when he sees a karaoke machine.
This is his go-to. Why don't you just buy it, Frank?
Can we put that thing on layaway, please?
So embarrassing.
Stop dropping hints. This is what you want, okay? Yeah. We know you have a great voice.
Wow. Well, if I had a voice like that, I'd be whipping around all the time, too.
Constantly. Just singing your order to people, whatever it is. You're like, I'm singing this.
Like an angel.
God dang it. Oh, to have talent. Can you imagine? How nice would it be? Am I right, buddy? Huh?
Oh, I'm with you. We're two talentless fools.
I know.
God dang it. I try every day to find one thing.
You guys are talented.
Yeah, right.
No, we're not.
God, look
at him. We'd be on some other show. Wait, look at me. You were just with me.
Wait, what?
List your talents. I dare you.
Hey, here's a very funny hearing aid commercial. I think you're going to enjoy this, Tez.
Thanks for having us this weekend, Mrs. Garcia.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Of course. And I love these flowers.
Did you bring them?
Condoms. What's up?
Condoms.
Condoms, Charlie. She wants to know if you brought any condoms.
Yeah, I brought some.
Eargo, a virtually invisible hearing loss solution with high-quality sound and lifetime support.
Oh, my God, in front of his parents?
That's in front of his parents, and the dad goes, come on, Charlie.
Oh.
She wants to know if you brought condoms.
Gross.
And tell me, that doesn't just sound like a Montana call. Did you bring the condoms? Please. Chad, did you bring them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, stop.
I mean, who would ever do it at their parents' house? Isn't that so rude, right, Des?
I mean, so sick.
Like, seriously, to do that kind of thing.
I am an adult.
No, but in your childhood bedroom, in your parents' home, is there nothing sacred?
I'm an adult, and that is my old bed at my house, and I think it's fine.
I mean, don't you think it'd be more polite to get a hotel if you're going to do that?
My parents would never let us go stay in a hotel. We can stay at the house.
They're like, do all your weird sex stuff in our house. It's totally
no,
fine.
They don't know.
That's what I'm saying. They don't know
that we do it. But I mean,
ew. What if we did Ryan Breaks the News to Des's parents that on vacation they do nothing but go to town in her old bed?
Ew.
Yeah.
They don't need to know Orland. That.
Well, then don't do it there. Have you no restraint? Nothing.
What is wrong with it? I am not kidding. What is wrong
Rudy,
with it?
Rudy, would you do it at your mom's house?
Yeah, why not?
Oh,
thank
wow.
you, Rudy.
But you, so you don't think so?
My
what if
mom
your mom and dad?
Twyla. I get it. I would never do it at Twyla's house ever.
What if you were
only oral at Twyla's? Okay. Duh.
Well, third base, and that's it.
What would you do if they walked in?
That's super fun to do that with a crucifix over your bed.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you've ever tried it, but it's a blast.
I haven't.
A lot of Jesus memorabilia around. Super romantic. It really, really gets the blood pumping, you guys.
You can say your rosary, and then you're good to go.
Choke me with those beads. And...
Oh, my.
It's definitely after hours today.
Yeah, oh, no, we're not talking about your love sessions, Rudolph.
I got another spot for those beads.
I am going to just end this podcast right now.
I feel like we're in Montana with Des and Taylor.
Ew, stop it.
Did you bring the gift mask and the red rubber ball with the clasp on the back?
He wants you to bring the mask out.
Oh, my God.
I do hope your mom and dad walk in one day. Des, cover up with those feathers.
We can see the cattle prod through the feathers.
Oh, my God. They know how babies are made.
That doesn't mean they want to see their baby making them.
Yeah. Gross.
Oh, jeez. God.
Especially with you being so loud.
Oh.
Listen to her.
That's not.
Seriously. Oh, talk about somebody who yells Jesus a lot.
She's never prayed so hard in her life. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, join us at Keg and Case Friday.
Yes.
For a live podcast.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.